News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. 7:07 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jarhead. Already in here?
Good morning, Jarhead.
Good morning. You know why it's Jarhead?
Isn't that a military term?
Well, it's because Marines would starch their covers, so it made the covers were square. And that's how they got started with jar heads.
Okay.
Not in this case.
Is it like
his head is kind of jarry.
Is it like a hump day thing?
Kind of a hump day thing, yeah. Speaking of hump day, what's the weather look like on hump day?
Well, it's currently 67 in the downtown studios. Oh, my gosh, everyone, today. Well, you know what? On the board up there, it looks like it says the high is 97, but according to our... It's going to be what?
He says it's 96.
Oh, 96. Okay, well, according to this, it says 93. So we know it's going to be in the high 90s.
I can't tell the difference.
Lately, what they've been reporting has been it's been higher than what they've been reporting, according to my car. So I have 96 today, partly cloudy tonight with our temperatures around 64. Now, Thursday calls for 93, partly cloudy with 62. Friday, 85. Friday night, 61. As we go towards our weekend forecast, Saturday calls for a 20% chance of rain. Oh, please. With highs of 79. Sunday calls for 83. And Sunday night, 60. Okay, now this forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They are locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, good morning to everybody. Now, I guess we could start off with the big debate last night. And I heard somebody say, well, Hillary Clinton did very well. And they said, well, she was up against a socialist, a governor nobody's heard of, and three guys, two of which were Republicans. So there was five. And she said she was up against a socialist, two guys that were really Republicans, Chafee and Webb, and a governor that nobody's heard of. And they said she should have done well. But in the overnight polls, Bernie Sanders slammed her. I mean, as far as, you know, people on Facebook, and they're taking these polls, 78% thought that Sanders beat her in the debate, that he was the best in the debate.
I could see how Sanders would his words would be appealing to the younger. To, you know, the world is flat, the new immigrants, a lot of people coming. No, I'm serious. The world is flat. So, you know, for those people who really don't think of American values and have that old fashioned. And I bring this up because yesterday it was just very interesting at the Veterans Home, which, by the way, is absolutely gorgeous. I went inside and had a tour and sang the national anthem for the Navy's birthday. So here's all these dudes and ladies who served. And I was thinking about the America that they knew. The America that our grandfathers and our fathers knew. America may still have, the founding fathers and our Constitution, but things are changing. They really have changed. And Bernie Sanders, even though he's an old dude, you know, you got the younger people
don't
want
to. He's getting a lot of crowds out.
He's getting a lot of crowds out. And I try to watch these things and not have the knee jerk reaction of, oh my God, you got to be kidding. Now, the guy who was the Medal of Honor winner.
No, he's not a Medal of Honor.
Navy Cross.
Navy Cross.
Okay, sorry.
James Webb.
was pretty amazing.
He is, but he is a conservative Democrat. Bob, did you see it last night?
I did not see it, but I will make the observation that the party that prides itself on diversity and makes fun of Republicans for being run by old white dudes, what did you have on stage last night?
Right.
Hillary, who's questionable, and four white dudes.
Yeah. So, well, you know, the bottom line is this, though, is that these, you know, Sanders had a big line. We're just tired of these damn emails. Well, of course the Democrats are tired of it because, you know, it's getting into an investigation about the, you know, about the secrecy and whether you were, you know, could be trusted. And Hillary goes and she says, well, as the Republican, you know, the leader of their house said. And she's right, McCarthy. Oh, they did this to bring my poll numbers down. And he was stupid enough to say that. And that right there should have just qualified him for any type of office. He should have just retired as a, retired right then. Because it gives her an out. You know, this was just a Republican. The only thing that negates what she says is that the FBI is involved in it. And the FBI is not doing it for a political reason. The FBI is in there. And the latest, of course, hits the papers, the AP says, is that her server was so open, and Bob, you're going to like this. They said, you could have hacked into it, Bob, because you know something about computers. They said anybody could have hacked into this computer. They were putting things out over the open net. There was no security in it. They said anybody could have hacked this thing. That's how bad this is how bad those servers were and being protected. So, I mean, it was open. I can't even believe the things that they're coming up with now.
Oh yeah, and I have no doubt that the Chinese intelligence services and the Russian intelligence services were all over
there. There's
that
some
thing.
16-year-old kid in Des Moines, Iowa, that knows what was happening in Syria before anybody else does. All right. And speaking of that, not once did anybody look at her. That we can only watch so much of it because Dancing with the Stars was on. And point at her and say, the mess in the Middle East is due to policies you and Mr. Obama instituted, initiated. And Webb did say it. He said the Arab Spring is a disaster. But he did not turn around and point at her and say, that was what you did. That is your results of your work, Mrs. Clinton. She never said that. So instead, it's going to be how much more they can give away.
No,
free education, everybody's on health care. I tell you one thing: they got into the gun argument. And here's what Bernie Sanders said: I come from a rural America. He says we have less gun rules in New Hampshire than anybody. He says
Vermont.
He says we do not have to have a concerted attack against the Second Amendment, is essentially what he said. He said, but we've got to come together and figure out how to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals, and there are already laws there, and the mentally ill. Now, I think nobody's going to argue with that. But what they're talking about, everybody else is talking about, I don't want to take away your hunting rifle, but I want to take away everything else except that old musket that you have. So you got that. Well, Webb did. You know, Jim Webb, of course, a common sense kind of guy that would, you know what, I would have no problems following this man. I'm serious. He's a Democrat. I have no problems with him following this man. He said, I didn't leave the Republican Party. They left me. That's why I ran as a Democrat. And so, unfortunately, though, he will never get a chance to go one-on-one with Hillary and actually ask her hard questions. So, anyway.
How did Cooper do as a host? I was curious about that.
I kind of thought he did pretty good, at least the parts we watched like an hour of it. And the parts, I mean, he went after him with the questions were pretty good. How do you explain to America this? How do you explain to America, Governor O'Malley, that you had more people arrested and you had to settle lawsuits and all this, you know, in Baltimore? What do you say, Lincoln Chafee, that you flip-flop so many times which party you're going to run? How can you run now as a Democrat? And he was hitting Hillary, too. And Webb, he asked Webb about something that Webb had said. Webb answered the question. I mean, the hard part was getting him to answer a specific question. And he would go back. He said, but that doesn't answer that question, Mrs. Clinton, or Secretary, or Senator, whatever you called him. I thought he was doing pretty good. Now, I mean, that could have been, you know, early on. But he was, now, the other thing is that Sanders and Clinton had the vast majority of the time. Lincoln Chafee had 9 minutes out of that whole debate. Webb had 14. I think O'Malley had 15. The others were, 30 and 25 for Clinton and Sanders. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show,
brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. We'll be right back.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owen Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:20 in the morning here on the 14th of October. 67 degrees, going up to 93, 94, 95, or 96 today.
Well, that's right. I was just going to give a little quick little forecast here, 7:20 in the morning. Mostly sunny today with our temperatures that are going to reach 96. Lows tonight of 64. Thursday is going to be calling for a high of 93, and lows are 62. Welcome. Good morning here on this beautiful Wednesday. As we mentioned earlier, it's hump day. And thank you to our chat pack here on KCNR1460.com every morning. We always love that you guys come with us. Hey, we got a really really interesting event coming up here. I find it really fun. It integrates the kids with the veterans and the veterans, the children of the veterans. Carl, introduce our guests.
We're here with Ian Stripling and Joel Smith from the Active 2030 Club.
Good morning.
Inactive 2030 Club, which is a lot of people, you see, but not you guys. You guys are active. All right. This is the second annual Frank Sawyer Memorial Kids Fishing Day. Ian, tell us about it.
Well, this is an event where a few years back we took some kids fishing to Ross's Ponds out in out just north of Shasta College on McConnell Land there. And what we did is just in 2013, Frank Sawyer was a local engineer. He was a Navy veteran, and he was a member of the Active 2030 Club a long, long, long time ago when he was in his 20s and 30s. And so we decided to make the Frank Sawyer Memorial Fishing Day because he loved fishing. Basically, what we're going to do is we take kids fishing that have ties to local veterans. You know, if they have active duty mom, dad, aunt, uncle, we take them fishing out there. We teach them about fishing, and they get to go out and test all their skills and catch some fish out at Ross's Ponds, which is an amazing place if you guys haven't been out
there.
They
get to keep the fish, or is it catch and release?
It's catch and release. You probably don't want to.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to get a visual of you guys.
Is that the one behind their little ranch house out there, McConnell House?
No, it's just north of Shasta College.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
How cool is that? No, I'm just loving the fact that you supply the poles and the bait, and the kids just come.
The kids will register around 10 o'clock at Ross's Pond. As soon as they get there, they're going to learn about fish biology, fish identification, habitat. They're going to go on. They're going to do some arts and crafts with fish painting. They paint a fish stencil and then smack it down on a piece of paper. They'll learn how to cast. They're going to get hot dogs and hamburgers for lunch for free. And then, of course, they're going to be able to fish for some bluegill and some bass. Usually it's catch and release. Sometimes one of the kids will catch a big bass and they'll get to keep it. But this is definitely a free event for children of vets and active duty soldiers and officers. At the very end, after they've gone through all the booths, the children will get to take home a free fishing pole and a book. And we're taking registrations on 2030redding.com. You have to go there to register, and we'll take up to 50 registrations before we have to shut it off.
This is fantastic.
And this is going to be October the 24th, so we have like a month or more. I'm sorry, October 24th, it's going to be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's next Saturday.
Next Saturday, a week from Saturday. So I'm just a month behind here. So we need to have people sign up, and you can do this a couple of ways. But one way is through Redding2030.com. Is there any phone numbers anybody could call?
As soon as you go to Redding2030.com, there's going to be a kid holding up a bass right on the front page there. You can click on that for the link to register. Fill that out, and my email and my phone number, Joel Smith, is there, and you can contact me if you have any questions.
Well, I just have to share with you that I really never knew that much about catch and release. It's kind of important to, I think right now there's a important thing about how you can enjoy the sport, but you can put back. And our friend who owns the fly shop, you know, that's all flying, fishing is catch and release. We just fished on the Colorado River maybe a month ago, and we both caught fish, but we had to put them back in, and that was fine for us because it was about the sport. So I think there's a beautiful thing in teaching kids at casting and having a pole, because once you can learn that, you can go walk down to the bank anywhere, basically. If you've got, I don't know, kids, they probably have to have a license, too, under 12 or whatever. But, you know, it's just it's a easy thing that you can do, and you can do it alone. You can do it with your friends, but it's a skill, and it's an easy skill. So I think it's really cool that you guys are integrating and doing this free Kids Fly Fish Day. Again, Carl, what's the dates on the event?
It's Saturday, October 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Ross Ponds. But you have to register. Can you come up that day? Can you
no,
show up that day?
We need everyone to register because we have the space limited to 50.
Okay.
Right. Tell us
how many did you have last year?
We had about 30.
30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was it veterans again last year, or was it just open to kids?
Yeah, it was the same thing
okay.
with vets. So,
now, Joel, you were talking about how you were both your parents served and that you were born on the base. Which base?
Bremerhaven. I think it was in the city of Bremerhaven in Germany.
Oh, really? So do you speak German?
No.
All right.
No.
So you were in Army?
Yeah, it's in the Army. My birth certificate's in German, but I didn't get the dual citizenship.
So did you
so
move
you can
around?
Still run for president.
Right? Did you move around a lot?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, that's great. So thank you for being in Reading and doing what you're doing. Give us a little insight about what the Active 2030 Club does. What's your mission statement?
To provide young adults with an opportunity for personal growth, friendship, and leadership development while improving the quality of life for the special needs of our children in our community.
Wow, I'm impressed. Johnny on the spot. Joel on the spot.
What are the things that you all involved in, 2030 Club?
Well, we have the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade coming up.
Mm.
That's one of the most attended one-day events in Reading. So make sure you guys come down for that.
The Town and Reading Business Association helps you with that, right?
They're a sponsor.
They're a sponsor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the date on that? The Lighted Christmas. Okay, we'll check that out in a minute. I'm going to look it up. Okay.
I think that's going to be on our website, too.
Just okay,
go to,
great.
Reading2030.com.
Okay. And
it's in December, though.
So
yes, first Saturday in December.
I think it's the first Saturday in December, mm-hmm. right?
And we also have the Sundial Film Festival coming up. And that is something you have to go to. It's a great event, but that's our biggest fundraiser. So it's going to pay for things like this Kids Fishing Day. And Easter egg hunts and all the other stuff we do for children throughout the year.
Well, we have a few minutes left. Ian, how did you get involved with the Active 2030 Club and why?
Well, actually, my boss, Frank Sawyer, who the event is named after, is the one that got me involved. And, you know, I just like giving back to the community, and he thought that would be a good fit. You know, he was an active member back when he was in his 20s and 30s. And so just got involved, and it's a great group of people. We do great things around the city here and in the community, and you know, it's just a great way to give back.
It's great to see smiles on the kids' face. Know that what you guys did helped change a kid's life in that moment.
The Christmas parade, I mean, that's huge. And then the Sundial Film Festival is really, that's, you know, it's going to be a single day affair again this year.
The Sundial Film Festival.
Is it a couple of days?
Yeah, there's a, you know, the first half of the day is a whole different group of films that
genre,
are more for children.
Children and then, films, right.
Yeah, and then the evening is for more the all the rest of the videos.
Right, mm. They come on through there. Yeah, but it's a great event. Okay. Ian Stripling and Joel Smith from the Active 2030 Club are talking about they're having a Kids Fishing Day. Support local veterans. It's veterans' kids out there. They all have to be veterans' kids or in some way kind of like grandchildren or nieces and nephews, those kind of things, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
They just need to have a tie to a veteran.
Tie to a veteran. You know, even, it's tenuous, maybe, but it's still there. My brother's about my brother or something like that.
Yeah.
In other words, people of your family, your extended family and all that. All right, great.
One thing that we hope to do, I'm sorry to interrupt, thing that we hope to do is we set up a little booth, the Heroes Corner, and if the child has a mother or father that's deployed, they'll get to send a video off, some kind of message off that we record to their parent, and we'll get that video and put it on a DVD and hopefully ship it off overseas so they can see the video of their child fishing and stuff.
Cool. All right.
Love it.
You sign up by going to www.reading2030.com and sign up for that. And it's going to be a great time. It's October the 24th, so you got about a week to get this done. It's limited to the first 50 kids. Thank you very much for this. Thanks for what you do. You bet. Okay.
Joel and Ian.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's...
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest growing occupations over the next decade. Take advantage of this tremendous earning opportunity. The Trade School offers an electrical training program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. This program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical training program is now accepting applications. The program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training, and graduates finish at the journeyman level. Be one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical trainee program at the Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, October the 14th. It is 27 minutes until 8 o'clock here in the morning, 67 degrees.
Good morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, if you are... in possession of a watch, jewelry, vintage pieces. You don't really know what they mean or what the value is. Go on in to Four Winds Jewelry. They're going to give you a straight answer. Leonard, who has been in fine jewelry and gems, can get anything around the world. He's been in business for over 50 plus years, and it's a locally owned business. Four Winds Jewelry. 222-2750 is the number. Call if you have any questions. All right.
We're here with Matt Mosley, who is a co-founder of the Northern California Anti-Trafficking
Coalition.
Coalition, right. And there's going to be, y'all have got a big event happening here tomorrow night, I believe.
Yeah, we do. We have Rotary Club, Sunset Rotary Club, the Thursday night Rotary Club is joining forces with all the other Rotary clubs here locally and One Safe Place and the Anti-Trafficking Coalition, and we're bringing Deepa Willingham to town. She's a huge international figure that is educating people all around the world on the dangers of child sex trafficking. She's flying in, actually flew in last night. She's going to be speaking tomorrow night about what sex trafficking looks like and how to be aware. The main idea right now is to build awareness of the issue. And so I will be getting up before Deepa and speaking for about 10 minutes on what it looks like here locally. And then Deepa is going to be our keynote speaker.
If someone can't make it tomorrow night for various reasons, for our listeners this morning, could you probably give some bullet points of maybe what we can look for and how one would then, what they would do, what the action would be to call?
Yeah, you know, if you see anything suspicious, we always request you call 911 if you see something that looks like a crime. If you come into a contact with a victim, we've come into contact with victims in a variety of ways, you know, from just seeing someone on the street and stopping and talking to them to, you know, getting a referral from a friend saying, hey, I just ran into this young lady who's being trafficked. And what we want you to do is if there's a victim, we call One Safe Place, which is 244-0117 if they're in need of services. One Safe Place is an incredible organization that can take these victims in. And so if you see a crime being committed, of course, 911, otherwise One Safe Place.
There's an uptick in prostitution here in Reading. Paletti was talking about that a couple of years ago. He's going to be in about 20 minutes. But a lot of them are not, these girls that are in prostitution here aren't necessarily doing it because they think it's a glamorous job.
Yeah, yeah. What we always say is that where there's prostitution, there's trafficking. And for us, it's a matter of opening up our eyes and redefining what prostitution looks like or who prostitutes are, because we look at them as victims. I think that if you interviewed all the prostitutes, none of them would say that I decided to get into this career. Most of them have been abused or extorted or, you know, forced into this lifestyle.
They had an arrest here last year or the year before for a 16-year-old girl that had been taken from Sacramento and was being forced into prostitution right here in Reading. And they got the two guys, I think, at least two of them. Had done this to her. And I think they're still in jail right now awaiting trial, or they've already been sentenced. So this is something that, and all these kids that you see, you know, all these missing children, and some of them, you know, I would say the majority of them have been taken, and or they left to go on the road, but now they're in areas or situations that aren't good.
Yeah, it happens in a variety of ways. You know, I think if we peel it back to the foundation of why kids enter into this sex trafficking, the majority of it is kids that are exposed through poverty or poor family systems, and these kids are looking for love, a lot of them also. You know, we've heard stories of a girl that runs off with her boyfriend that she met, that's an older guy that shows her love, speaks worth into her, and makes her feel amazing, and then turns out to be a pimp and puts her into prostitution. So some of the girls are runaways. Some of them are abducted. You know, some of them are, you know, exploited in their homes or in the foster care system. So there's a whole variety of ways that this is happening. But I think foundationally, these kids need to feel loved and feel important, and the abusers prey on that.
You know, trafficking, the word sex trafficking has just come into, I think, our vision of the term. And forgive me because, you know, I'm living in Reading and I'm not really in the big city. So I think that even though I try to read the headlines, it feels like sex trafficking is just, well, besides what you see with, you know, a lot of the third world countries. But, I mean, here, it's just come into vision in the last few years. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yeah, in my mind, as far as my personal life, I had never really thought of sex trafficking before about 3 or 4 years ago. And now that I've opened up my eyes, and my wife and I, and we've been involved in this coalition, we're actually starting to see that it's happening here locally, and it's frightening. Yeah, and so I've heard it said that the only way not to see sex trafficking in your community is not to look. And now that we're looking, we're seeing it. And mm-hmm. as you'll see from talking to Paletti later on, mm-hmm. their eyes are open. The community is becoming aware that this stuff is happening.
Okay, now, we've had different spokesmen on for a second, you know, that have talked about sex trafficking before. And you, one of them, but there are several others. But you should be looking for specific things. If you're looking for a lot, and I'm just going to use the word girls, but it could be young boys too, on the corners, nervous. You'll see maybe near a motel that there's going to be guys around them, or that maybe not next to them, but around. I mean, it's things that you should be able to notice. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct to a certain extent. Unfortunately, these perpetrators are pretty smart. They're going online using the internet now to
Craigslist, and there's
Backpage,
another one too.
Backpage.com, yeah. And I just went on Backpage last week to see if these posts are still showing up, and sure enough, you go on there and you can find post after post each day of now these girls that are being posted on Backpage are said to be over 18, so no one is explicitly posting minors there, but I think if you peel back the onion, you'll see that there's minors involved there, and there's other ways that I am not aware of. But these
and then they kids, then deliver the girl to a spot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's where they caught a couple of them. Too.
Yeah, and in fact, if you talk to Chief Paletti a little bit later and ask him, because I know they just had that sting where they found two 16-year-olds that were being mm-hmm. prostituted.
Here in Reading?
Here in Reading. That was just within the last week.
But they weren't from Reading. They were from someplace else, right?
Yeah, usually
they brought them down.
Yeah, usually what they do is, from what we've seen, there's a triangle between Reno, Sacramento, and Reading, and the girls are moved around that triangle. Mm-hmm. And then also, up to Portland, since we're kind of a central spot, we're mm-hmm. kind of a stopover place. Mm-hmm.
Reading's that perfect spot that's halfway between, Tijuana and Canada that... If this is a drug trafficking route, which it is, it's also a sex trafficking route.
Yep.
You can move girls just like you can or boys.
Yeah, and you make more. And unfortunately, the drug traffickers are seeing that you make more money off of sex trafficking. So that's where that's where the money is, because you can sell drugs once, and you can abuse somebody over and over again.
So what are the statistics as far as so you've got your teenage girls or boys, mm-hmm. The children. I mean, is that happening in Reading where there's children that are being, there's like a child porn or child sex trafficking, like kids. Like, this freaks me out anyway.
So if you're saying under 18?
Yeah, like 5, 6 years old.
Well, we don't have any statistics on that locally. We have anecdotal evidence. We have, like I was saying, Rob Paletti was talking about the two 16-year-olds a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but we don't know of any children we've heard of cases reported on that are, under 10 or anything like mm-hmm. that, but we know it's happening. We see it in the form of molestation and abuse that we're hearing. I sit on the board of One Safe Place, and we get statistics every month at our board meeting. In fact, the board meeting's right now. I'm missing it. And we get reports on child molestation each month, and the numbers are staggering. And so that, a lot of times, there's a thin line between trafficking for profit and molestation.
Hmm.
Okay, tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater, the local Rotary Clubs of Northern California is partnering up with One Safe Place and the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition to have a presentation about sex trafficking here up in Northern California in our area. The guest of the speaker will be Deepa Willingham, noted speaker and founder of the PACE Foundation. Willingham, originally from India, studied under Mother Teresa and has spent much of her career educating the public about the dangers of child sex trafficking. The program starts with a reception at 5:15, and the program starts at 6 p.m. Is there a cost to this?
Nope. It's free.
Absolutely free.
It's not a fundraiser. Just show up.
If you need any more information
on
this, call 241-6960. Is that correct?
Yep.
Matt Mosick. You know what? Besides just being a good guy, you do a lot of great things, you and your wife and your family, for our community. I mean, the whole family does. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
I mean, there's no like.
I love your mom too.
Do we know all your?
I mean, your dad's pretty cool, but I really love your mom.
Do we know your whole family? Or is there somebody like you know you've got someplace?
Well, we have the our brother with the braces on his legs. We keep under the porch, but.
The whip it boy. No, but anyway,
he's
so
got a
yeah,
he's your parents,
your family does so much to give back to this community. I mean. Mosley Winery, everywhere you turn around, the names.
They're donating something.
So much. And Matt, you come from that vine. Thank you so much
okay.
for being here today.
All Thank right. you. Tomorrow night, Cascade Theater starts at 6 p.m. Be there at 5:15 for the reception. It's free. You're going to have a great speaker there. You're talking about sex trafficking in Northern California. And if you've got any questions, this is the time to go there. Have a good evening. Listen to this. Get your eyes wide open. Ours have been opened up several, you know, over the last several years when I was talking about this. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break, but before we do, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's that has any type of coffee, your cappuccinos, lattes, espressos at very good prices.
Now, the fall's coming along, so you're going to have, you know, your peppermint mochas and your, you
Caramel,
know, your pumpkin.
Pumpkin latte.
Yeah. They really do a great job.
Veterans always get discounts
Support
at
local.
Espresso Joe's, mm-hmm. too. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that will knock your socks off if you wear socks. Tobacco and Brew, again, a veteran-owned business right here, locally owned, locally operated. They're great people. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain,
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, peeps coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Wellgate Sports Club, Reading's premier lifestyle center, is celebrating its grand reopening and has a gift for you. Take advantage of exclusive grand reopening membership rates with zero enrollment fees. That's right, zero enrollment fees. Are you looking to add family to your membership? That's great. We have a gift for you, too. Special rates and incentives will allow your entire family to quit the gym and join the club. At Wellgate Sports Club, you'll experience upscale high-end amenities and programs, complimentary lifestyle education workshops, member social events, and passionate professionals who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Offer expires October 15th, so don't wait. Come celebrate the grand reopening of Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, Reading. Call 638-4829 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So, listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio noon to 2 right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:50 in the morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott. I'll tell you what, Bob, you pick out the coolest music. I mean, I'd like to just have you burn me a CD of your thoughts. You know, like, hey, this is cool music. And I know he's always searching, you know, by the way, for our folks that are listening. Bob is always searching for really cool music to bring us in and out. And he goes on and, you know, he sees that, oh, Michelle Slate is here. So let's get, you know, bring in something super cool. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is so exciting because tomorrow we know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
It is big day of the month, actually big day of the year. So I'm really excited to be able to come and share a lot of the new changes and updates that we're doing this year.
All right. So you have always been kind of the link to talk about everything that's happening with the press and events and awareness. And, you know, we know a lot of people on the Think Pink Day, it's all about, well, Think Pink Month. What has changed this year that's going to be happening for our public to know? Drive-throughs, those kinds of things.
Absolutely. So the biggest change this year is our location on the west side of Reading. So in the past, so we're at our 19th year. I can't even believe that. For 18 years, we've been directly in front of MD Imaging. They've been gracious enough to be the host of NorCal Think Pink's distribution. And, you know, last year, there was a little bit of a bottleneck with the traffic flow.
Yes.
And it backed all the way up to Eureka Way with that lovely bike lane, which we need. But mm-hmm. It really just changed the flow of traffic, made it where it wasn't really a safe decision to keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
So I serve on the board for NorCal Think Pink as a co-media chair, and then my paid job, my other passion, is KIXE, and I thought, hey, ding, 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 why don't we just move it over to North Market Street? We already have ample room. We have two lanes. We also have a side lane. We have a large sidewalk. It fits all the needs of everything that we need to do.
And a huge parking lot.
Huge parking lot. A great resource in the back to do our reserve bags.
Mm.
It really just fit everything that is the checkoff.
Right.
And so We petitioned Caltrans and the city and, you know, all the powers that be, and they came out and they blessed it and they said, let's do it. So that's our biggest change. So tomorrow morning, don't go autopilot and drive right over to Court Street. Go to North Market Street, right in front of KIXE, or the post office is still the same mm-hmm. on the other side of town on Churn Creek. So you'll want to visit over mm-hmm. there as well.
Now, would it be a sign for those people who are, again, are just used to going to in front of MD Imaging,
right,
be a sign saying drive through now or NorCal Pink or Think
Absolutely.
Pink is going to be, yeah, in front of KIXE.
Yes, absolutely. So the staff over there, you know, they're huge supporters of NorCal Think Pink. They're completely on board again this year, just safety move the location. So their staff, there's going to be a few people out front basically doing what you're saying, like telling everyone, hey, I'm so sorry, it's moved, the location's moved. Their operators are fully aware, so they're going to have that handled on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as KIXE's location on North Market Street, we're going to have all the same volunteers that would go over to MD Imaging. We're just asking them to come on over. So if you're listening this morning and you want to volunteer and you want to check out the new location, come and visit us tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. We really could use the help.
So 6 a.m. Now, it's really cool because you see a lot of you get a lot of information if you want to just drive by and get a bag. But first of all, if you park your car and come out,
mm-hmm.
because there's going to be all kinds of people who are in the industry that help women and men
yes.
who have had breast cancer. There's lots of survivors there.
Yes.
Yeah, you have your you have your, all kinds of doctors.
We do. Actually, MD Imaging sending over Dr. Eva Bauer, and she is she's amazing. She
Oh, my goodness.
Just her heart and her passion for breast cancer, breast health.
Yeah.
The information she shares is always just delivered very humbly, sincerely. The education behind it is remarkable. And then 21st Century Oncology is sending over Dr. Pereira, and she is amazing. So with any woman, you know, it starts at home. We want to do our self-breast exams, and then if you're between the ages of 20 and 39, do those every month. But then every 3 years, go in and have a clinical breast exam. Once you hit the age 40, 40 is the big year, you want to definitely add another step, and that's to have a mammogram. So that's when you're going to go and see either Dr. Bauer or whomever you choose. And then from that point, if you were to find something, that's where Dr. Pereira would come involved. So that's kind of how we're building the process tomorrow morning. So we can really just talk about the whole person, the whole health for NorCal Think Pink. And then, of course, survivors. I mean, it's incredible the differences. Just from like when my grandmother, she had breast cancer. My aunt had breast cancer. The technology was so different that they didn't catch it early enough. But nowadays, we really don't have that excuse. If we're following all the steps and we can catch it early, a 98% cure rate, pretty amazing.
Well, you know, Michelle, you are such a little powerhouse, and the KIXC has been very fortunate to have you come on in and kind of spearhead everything. And I drove by the other day, and I saw the painted building, and I said, you know, big changes happened and it's still happening at KIXE, and I'm sure thanks to Michelle Slade and your team building. So I know you're like I said, you're very, very, very engrossed in this event. You've got them to move from MD over to KIXE because it is a better location in the sense that, you know, there is a bottleneck of traffic that happens on Court Street. I'm sure a lot of people are trying to get down 273 and they can't because of that. So congratulations. Molly and I will be there in the morning. We're going to be calling in during the show, talking about what's happening at the event. And then tomorrow night, of course, we will be pouring at Westside Wines as well. And 20% of the proceeds from Westside Wines will go to local breast cancer awareness.
You'll be running a remote radio show.
Yes, Carl will be there helping us run the remote, but I'll be celebrity. I don't know if you want to call it that. Linda Bott will be there pouring wine. So, and
she pours
wine
very
generously, too. It's a blast. It's a blast. I know there's a lot of events going on tomorrow night. Maybe you can hop around. This is what we do in Reading. We kind of hit that one for an hour, and then we go to that one. But we'll be there from 5 to 8 tomorrow. And, of course, our program runs from 6 to 7. So you'll be hearing all kinds of interesting things tomorrow night. But why we have Michelle here this morning, we're talking about all the things happening on, of course, October 15th, which is National Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
Exactly. And you know what's one of the best kept secrets, but we keep trying to not make it a secret, is that NorCal Think Pink, we founded this day national here locally, and then it became international and national. And I think it's because we had very humble founders. We had Melody Christensen, Dr. Figueroa, Carol Lake. I mean, they were all just people who were really about the passion of people and the cause and the cure. And then, so you Google something online, right, and you see all this stuff about Think Pink, but it originated right here in Redding, California, by three really just amazing people who started out wanting to educate our community about the power of early detection and about resources that are available to them.
Well, we have a couple minutes left, Michelle. Drive home what you need to get out to our listeners about tomorrow.
Fantastic. So tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., post office and front of KIXE. If you're looking for a location near you, go to NorCalThinkPink.org. We have 35 other locations that I'm sure will meet your needs. It's really grown. Tomorrow night is the Sundial event. Of course, go to Westside Wines, support Linda. They're amazing. They support KIXE all the time, so we want to support them.
And when does the Sundial light up?
It is going to light up from 5:30 to 8:30.
Oh, fabulous. Okay.
Rabba's donating a bus, so this is fantastic. From 4:30, to 9:30, you can catch the Rabba at the Mount Shasta Mall. And so you don't have to deal with all the traffic and all that extra stuff. And then we want people to be mindful of the Sheratons coming, you know, to Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
So construction has started. And so this is a great year. If you are thinking of ride sharing, do that. or walk the trail. We're going to have security on the trail, so you're not going to have to worry about that, and then go up to the Mount Shasta Mall. But more than anything, the most important message of the day is the power of early detection. The reason we even hand out the bags is so that you can look in the bags, find the resources that you need, know who to call, and be able to empower yourself.
That's fantastic. One more question with the bridge. How long does it stay lit, Pink?
Yeah, good question. Okay, so it's going to be from 5 to 8:30. I misspoke, so I apologize. And so it's going to be lit that entire time. So
3.5 hours.
Yes. So in the past, it's been at a certain point in the evening, boom, it's lit. Yeah. It's lit the whole time.
Michelle Slade, thank you so much. Again, tomorrow, Think Pink, all day long here at KCNR 1460. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
8 o'clock. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti will be our guest when we come back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Americans increased their spending at auto dealers, restaurants, and clothing retailers in September, but cheaper gasoline prices suppressed overall retail sales growth.
The Commerce Department says retail sales inched up 0.1% after being unchanged in August. In the past 12 months, sales have increased 2.4%, largely because of demand for cars and meals outside the home. While auto purchases, spending at restaurants, and shopping at clothing stores were all up, spending at gasoline stations plunged 3.2% due to lower energy prices.
As correspondent Jeremy House, prices fell for manufacturers, farmers, and other producers in September as lower energy costs limited broader inflation. The Commerce Department says U.S. businesses kept their stockpiles unchanged and registered lower sales in August as well. Foreign policy differences came up during the Democratic presidential debate last night in Las Vegas.
Former Governor Martin O'Malley took issue with Hillary Clinton's preference for a no-fly zone in Syria.
I believe that a no-fly zone in Syria at this time, actually, Secretary, would be a mistake.
O'Malley and Bernie Sanders also criticized Clinton's vote in favor of the Iraq war. The Vermont senator said he's not a pacifist but believes war should be the last resort.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meantime, former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton says the debate last night was light when it came to foreign policy issues overall.
In all the length of time in that debate, national security was a very, very small issue, which you would think for Hillary, having spent 4 years as Secretary of State, she would want to stress.
A small plane plunged into a Florida mobile home park, churning up flames and a column of black smoke. Arthur Grimes was an eyewitness and spoke to WPTV-TV.
I just saw the plane go across the field, sway side by side, like sputtering for gas, and all of a sudden drop.
And officials report only what they call an unknown number of victims. More of these stories from townhall.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA CREF. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA CREF is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania have all agreed to cooperate in attracting shale gas development and jobs to their region over the next 3 years instead of competing.
The state signed an agreement during the Tri-State Shale Summit in Morgantown, West Virginia. They say they've agreed to coordinate marketing efforts, workforce development, investment strategies, and academic research. Shale gas has become available through the horizontal drilling practice, commonly known as fracking. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports the three states have had 85% of the increase in U.S. natural gas production since January 2012. Dennis Crowley reporting.
Stocks have been struggling in early trading after some disappointing news on the U.S. economy. Bank of America did rise 2% after its results beat analyst estimates. Chipmaker Intel fell 4% after reporting disappointing results. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Vessels used by Royal Dutch Shell to look for oil off the coast of Alaska have now safely departed Arctic waters.
Late last month, Shell announced it would cease any further drilling after spending at least $7 billion on Arctic offshore exploration. The company, citing disappointing results from an exploratory well drilled in the Chukchi Sea and the unpredictable federal regulatory environment. Shell experienced transit problems with vessels the last time it drilled off Alaska. That was back in 2012.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. I'm drunk, a Florida driver repeatedly told her followers on the social media app Periscope, staring at her cell phone's camera mounted on the dashboard before she found herself behind bars for saying this.
You're not new. I'm driving home drunk.
Well, other Periscope users warned the woman to stop driving. Some called police, and that's how she found herself behind bars last night. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, October the 14th. Our phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody in the chat room.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah, we're excited about this next hour, of course, with our chief here, our handsome chief, all dressed in his blues. It's currently 68 degrees. Going to be high today with 93. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures up lows of 64. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 93. And as we look through the week, it's 85. And then Saturday calls for about 79. Sunday, 83. And Monday, 86. So we're still under those triple digits. But today we are going to have a warm day. And remember about keeping not letting your kids or your pets stay in the car. Again, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are always our cool customers. Or be a cool customer with Shasta Gas Propane. 265-3793. Well, you know, it's hard for me. I'm verklempt because Chief is sitting there, you know.
Oh, you can blame it on that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
The shiny badge is, like, blinding me.
I haven't said a word, and Mark taking the blame.
2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. You know, you buy local. Buy local, stay local. Bastiani Arms has any type of pistol or long gun you're looking for. All the shooting accessories, optics, rangefinders, knives, reloading equipment has it all, including gunsmiths that can finely tune your weapons or can help you rebuild if you need to. Can fix anything there. And Seth Stokes, who teaches classes in concealed carry, hunter safety, and many more. Again, locally owned, been in the business 6 years, and prides themselves on customer service. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. And they give veteran discounts there, and they're very proud of that. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. Gosh, let me see, what can we just jump into right away? We had the record searchlight on Monday, and we talked about the blueprint for success. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the blueprint for public safety. Yeah, people in the administration were quite upset that they had released this thing early. Record searchlight wasn't upset with it. And the fact is that we were told that people running for office that they were going to immediately take on this crime problem and transit problem and all this, and then they turned around and made built this blueprint for public safety that we were told would be back in our hands in August, and now it's October. It's still not back. We spent $100,000 on $170,000, $180,000, $190,000.
$155,000, I believe.
Okay, $155,000, and it was supposed to be back in August. Of course, it's not even close to being back. I guess the bottom line on it is this. You got to see it. Is there any changes in this thing that, since you've been talking, I know you've laid out a plan 2 years ago. Are there any changes from that plan that you see in this?
Well, I mean, there's portions of the plan that, you know, I agree with, and there's a lot in it that really, that the press has been a little bit negative about, you know, what's in it relative to my department. And, the talk of inefficiencies in the Reading Police Department. Well, you know, quite frankly, no kidding. I've been talking about it for about as long as I've been here with this computer system upgrade, which, you know, those processes, quite frankly, it's frustrating. It goes a lot slower than we want, but we have vendor demos. There's one taking place this week. We have two more next month. We should select a vendor and hopefully have a contract if city attorneys and county attorneys work quickly by February, March, and then by middle of next year we'll go live, and that will solve a lot of those inefficiency problems that we talk about in there.
What will the new upgrade solve?
Well, it's not really it's an upgrade, but it's a revamp. I mean, we're taking the computer system that's been here since the 80s, throwing it out and replacing it with a brand new system. So it's going to be a huge project. But right now we have no crime analysis capability. We have no crime mapping. We have no the inefficiencies of walking handwritten reports or written reports back and forth between patrol and records. All that will be solved because everything will be digital and it'll just be clicks of a mouse rather than all the running around that we have to do. One of the things they're talking about in the report is, you know, going to dictation software. Well, we've looked at that, and unfortunately what I've tried to explain to the consultant is that it may be something we can do in the future.
But it's not good enough yet, is it?
Well, it's not good enough. Each officer has to read a minimum of 2,500 to 3,000 words so it can learn your pronunciation and dialect and accent, whatever the case may be. And it's not just buying a license. Each license has to be on its own computer. So that means we have to buy a license and a computer for each officer. Now, we are looking at doing a transition from the big Panasonic Toughbooks that you see in the car to a tablet version, which is a lot less expensive, and we may be able to get there in the future. So, you know, he's throwing out ideas, and we have to evaluate those ideas and then see if it's something we can actually implement. There are things that are in the blueprint that I just don't agree with, and essentially what it's going to be is he's going to present his findings, I'll present my opinion, and then there's going to have to be a community discussion as to which way we're going to go.
Is the guy that did the study, are they in law enforcement at all?
Richard's been a consultant since he got his PhD. He's never worked in law enforcement specifically. He does have one member of his team that worked for the Tacoma Police Department for about 6 years and then went into consulting, but that's the limit of their law enforcement experience, to my knowledge. But, he has been a consultant for 35 years, and I'm not going to discount everything that he says, but there's going to be, you know, friction points in any of these reports, and it's really, you know, you're going to see when this is released, if there's no change to it, a very philosophical difference between himself and myself on what level of service that we think that the city of Reading deserves. And it's ultimately going to be the community's decision as to what they expect.
He says, I believe I read that they said we need no more police. Is that true?
Well, his way of doing a staffing study is different than what I would do. You know, you have to take a consideration of asking the community what they expect and looking at response times. I don't think there's a better measure of a police department's service to its community than how long it takes for them to see a police officer or an employee of the police department, which is why I've been, you know, talking about getting CSOs for the cold calls or the calls that are completed so that we can get there faster and then we can get more officers on the street to be able to deal with, you know, those calls that require, you know, more training and a little more armament and to be able to go out and proactively deal with a lot of these emerging crime trends that we're seeing. So his recommendations are very different than what I would consider to be safe, and that are very different from the level of service that I think this community deserves.
The average wait now for a call?
I haven't run it for a year, so we're getting ready to do the mid-year review. Last time we did it, the average emergency wait call time, total response time, is about 16 minutes, 15:58.
And that's an emergency?
That's an emergency call. When you go to
what's an emergency call?
So it's anything where life and property is in imminent danger now. So
injury,
traffic accident, somebody's breaking into your house now, there's shots fired, somebody shot, somebody stabbed.
And it takes
those
15.
Are our worst calls, and it takes us 16 minutes to get there. So you have to remember that, you know, when you're putting 7 officers out per shift, we have a maximum of 14 officers available at any one time, patrol officers, not traffic and detectives and other things. It's a matter of receiving the call, getting the call to the dispatcher finding an officer that's available, dispatching that call, and then the officer's drive time to get there. So if you look at the way fire departments work or ambulance companies or anything else, they strategically place assets all over town to limit those response times.
Right.
We can't do that in police because our beats are 9.5 square miles. So if the guy's at one end of the beat And he's got to break the call he's on and say, sorry, Carl, I got to go. I'll be back to take your report. Get in his car and drive to the under end of his beat. If they're not near an arterial roadway or something, that could take a long time. What if the only officer that's available, if we got four at the jail, two at the hospital, and the only officer available, and I've said this several times, is at Oasis, and the call's on Bonneview, the drive time alone with a 60-square-mile jurisdiction, you know, takes the officers a while to get there. And the only way you're going to solve that is to put more officers on the street to be able to respond.
Okay, I want Redding to understand what we're saying here. I think the average, if you look at the average active shooter, and we're going to talk about active shooters here, and we had experts on Monday, I think you listened to it, or Tuesday, was that most of the shooting is done in the first 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we had an active shooter, or we had anything, if somebody's breaking into my house, the chances are it's going to take 12 to 16 minutes for somebody to get there. Meanwhile, this person's breaking into my house because we don't have enough police on the beat.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And we're talking numbers here and philosophical differences that appears already with this study that we paid $155,000 for. Between the people doing the study and the police chief, and as he rightly says, well, you know what? It's going to be up to the city of Reading to figure out how many police you want and what do you want your response time to be. We'll be right back after these messages.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's 8:20 in the morning. Currently 69 degrees. We're going to have 96 today in our beautiful city of Redding. It's the 14th. If you're just tuning in, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, look, on Sunday, join me down at View 202 for brunch. Linda will be singing with her jazz ensemble, Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker. And if you haven't heard that, you have missed it. Not only are you going to get a great brunch, you get to listen to music. She'll be singing from 11 to 1 out on the veranda there. You can look at the river, see people coming by fishing. You can see the ospreys go down and catch more fish than the fishermen. It's those kind of things that are going on at View 202. Give them a call at 226-8489 for reservations. You get a bottomless mimosa or a manmosa, which is a... fine beer with this orange liqueur in it. It's very refreshing.
Stella Artois.
Yes. Thank you very much. I knew it was something.
Anyway,
like
really
that.
Good food with Chef Justin Heisler. Dustin Heisler. It's good times. Good times.
A lot
times.
Of things going
us.
On mm-hmm. down at View 202 and the whole thing. Okay, our guest, you know what? Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Rob and I, you know, can I say that we're friends?
Sure.
And, you know, the fact is that I see you. And I've known you now for, what, 3 years?
4 years.
4 years.
4 years.
Gosh.
Looking at your
in
watch.
About 27 days.
In about 27 days, it'll be 4 years.
There's a calendar on
the
there you can see. That.
We're getting ready. He
with
offered,
my bifocal.
This is, he offered his time for One Safe Place, and somebody spent a great deal of money to shoot trap with the chief. And we're going to do that in the next week or so from Goldmart. In fact, Nathan over there paid an exorbitant amount of money to come shoot out, but he also gets a lunch provided by the chief. And the chief, it takes him the whole weekend.
You guys are going
to
do
cook the
you're
sauce.
You're going to skeet shoot at the Redding Gun Club.
Right,
let's
Redding
talk
Gun
that.
Club at that. Yeah, do out there and then have lunch and just kind of make it a great deal.
And Rob's great Italian food.
Yeah.
Wash.
Are you getting? But
can
you know,
I come? Sorry.
Well, yeah, you could.
I could throw the discs.
No, you don't throw the discs.
Oh.
But you could do is you could push the button.
I could say pull. Caused,
well, you could push the button that has the disc go. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You can do that. I think right now is Reading right now at a pivotal time.
I think it is, and you know the I think we have to get out of this mindset that I just heard it on the radio the other day. One of the guys was saying, you know, for such a small town. Well, Redding's not a small town. Redding is a mid-sized California city that has mid-sized California city issues. And we have, you know, a huge problem right now with methamphetamine and heroin. And, you know, our officers walked through a culvert last week that goes under Lowe's. And, you know, we cleaned it out yesterday, but, you know, they tagged it and cleaned it up. But when they walked through there, there were 10, 15 people down there doing drugs underneath in that culvert.
Now, explain the culvert under Lowe's.
It's a drainage ditch
goes
for
under
water
Cypress.
Drainage. There's a picture of it in the paper.
Goes under Cypress.
And people down there, so that's like a heroin den.
Well, right now it's dry or relatively dry. If we get an El Nino, that may change some of that. But, you know, they're hiding out in places. They're doing a lot of drugs. And if you really look at the root of all evil here, you know, whether you talk about property crime or you talk about the prostitution that we're starting to see or you start looking at a lot of the mental health problems that we have, the root of all evil in that and the commonality in that is methamphetamine and heroin. And they are the biggest problems damaging this community, whether it's the transient community, people that are committing crimes that, you know, I said it before, but, you know, not all of our criminals are homeless. Not all of homeless people commit crime. So you have a mix there that, you know, a lot of our criminals may look transient because of their drug use, but they got a home to go home to. They just don't go there. So let's not mix the two up. But everything, the root causal issue goes back to that methamphetamine and heroin.
Let's just talk about this culvert just a little bit here. Mm-hmm. They talk about over 1,000 pounds of trash, or is that 1,000?
No.
And plus, the guys are cleaning it up from that's been hired by the city. It cost over $1,000 to clean it up, but they're in hazmat uniforms.
Oh, my God.
Bringing out syringes, kitchen utensils, pillows, food containers, blankets, and other camping supplies, plus weapons.
Well, it's the human feces and the biological hazard that really causes the hazmat suits.
Yeah.
And we got to get that out of the storm drains. And that becomes a huge issue. For the waterways and everything, because those storm drains don't get treated like, you know, regular water gets treated that we drink. There's a minimal amount of treatment before it goes into the Sacramento River. So those things become big issues. But, you know, it really is a huge problem right now with the methamphetamine and the heroin. We're starting to see an emerging prostitution problem in these downtown hotels and along Hilltop Drive at some of the seedier hotels there. So, you know, we did one 4-hour prostitution sweep, and we caught, you know, two prostitutes and a pimp out of Seattle. Well, they're bringing these girls in from other places, which brings the trafficking issues into play. And we're finding that they're not really, you know, when trafficking started, it was about kidnapping and holding them and making them do prostitution and moving them around. Now it's really more about getting them addicted to drugs and leading them from place to place, because you're supplying their drugs and they're doing the prostitution to get their drugs.
Reading, where in many times we think it's a small city, because you'll say something in a restaurant and it'll come back to you a day later.
An hour later.
You know, from, yeah. But it is 89,000 people here. It covers a lot of space. We have our problems here. We do have prostitution. We have a heavy meth problem. And heroin is raising its ugly head because the prescription drugs have been cut back.
Correct.
So they're going after heroin now, which in reality is, it's better for your officers in the sense that when you arrest a heroin addict, he's not going to fight you and try to kill you as a meth head will do. But it is still a bigger problem because now they want more money. So they will rob and steal more.
Correct. They're more desperate. Plus, the withdrawals are much more intense on heroin than
I have not seen, it seems, as many transients lately. Am I imagining this?
No, I mean, you know, there's an ebb and flow in that, too, because that population moves around as well. And you know, we're getting to the end of the marijuana grow season. So a lot of the trimmers, you know, that work in that industry, I'll call it an industry, I guess.
It's $1 billion industry in Colorado. Yeah.
So
$1 billion.
They're moving on now, and you know, it really is a big shift that we have to be able to deal with the root causal issues whenever you look at something from a community policing or a SARA perspective, where you do the scan, analyze, respond, assess what your response is, and we just haven't been able to get a good grip on the dope problem now. You know, whether you talk about somebody, you know, destroying their brain with drugs, or whether they're self-treating their mental illness with drugs, to me that's a chicken or the egg argument, quite frankly.
Makes no difference.
We have a lot of mentally ill here, and we don't have resources to deal with them.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is a big thing everybody's talking about now after this last shooting. And Bernie Sanders, the Democrat running for office, and he stood up to the rest of his – well, not Webb, but he stood up to Hillary. He said, look, it's not seizing guns. It's not making more laws. He said they don't work, and you're not going to seize the guns. What we need to do is work on our problems with mental health, and the mental health problems that we are facing in this country are starting to become almost insurmountable in some cases, because how many of the people do you arrest have mental problems?
Well, the number of 5150s, and in order to be 5150, you have to be a danger to yourself, danger to others, or unable to care for yourself based on a mental health condition. Last 2 weeks ago, Shasta Regional has 27 emergency room beds, and 10 of them are tied up with 5150 holds. There was a guy that spent 47 days in Mercy Hospital's emergency room on a mental health hold because we don't have a mental health facility to take them to that's organic to Shasta County. We have to ship them to hospitals in other places.
And let me mention this to everybody. You know, 20 years ago, there was something like 585,000 beds in the state of California, or maybe not in California, but in the United States, for mental patients. It's down to, I think, 27,000. And even though we have three areas here in Shasta County we can take people to, they're private. And I don't know how that works as far as getting people in there with mental health problems. But our bottom line is they don't belong in jail. They don't belong in emergency rooms.
No.
So we need a place to put them.
Well, one of the things that I talked to the consultant about, and so if you look at the first draft of the blueprint for public safety, it calls for a homeless day center. And what I tried to explain, and wasn't reflected very well in the newspaper article, is that with the changes in the Good News Rescue Mission, I think that a lot of the things he's identifying that that would do are being done by the Good News Rescue Mission now. So let's do some gap analysis and see where we're falling, where the resistant population is falling through the cracks. And the resistant population, to me, is that mentally ill and drug-addicted population that doesn't want to go to one of the 52 charities that we have that deal with helping people solve the condition of homelessness.
I mean, he said that for a reason. 52 organizations in Shasta County.
If there's people that want and need help, there are plenty of generous people here that will help them. But when you've got mental illness, we kind of call them that camp population, or you've got a drug addiction, you can't use your drugs, and you're going to get sick if you go to the Good News Rescue Mission. By the way, the Good News Rescue Mission isn't set up to deal with somebody going through massive medical withdrawals either. We need a facility like we talked about in the Safe City Project, where we talked about a sobering center, plus adding a mental health hospital to that, very similar to the Record Searchlight and the Women's Fund brought the gentleman from San Antonio here. Now, they got an $82 million grant to start that process, but if you had a mental health hospital coupled with a sobering center, that would get a lot of support, I think, from this community, and I know it would get a lot of support from my officers because they're the ones that have to deal with them, and they don't have anywhere to take them.
You get a lot of support from the station, too, because I see that as one of the only answers that we have to handle this.
All right, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning. Today our high will be 96. Stay cool, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh, man. Bob probably thinks he's losing his mind half the time he's in there.
No, I mean, really, at the break, oh, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 90, going to be 96 today. Redding's still going to be warm this week. We have temperatures in the 90s and the 80s. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Head on in there. Man's Last Stronghold. Get a real haircut. Get a man's haircut there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold is the Cheers of barbershops. It's not that you don't go there for twirlies in your hair or you won't find hairspray and that. The only thing they put in your hair is like butch wax or something. But Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great guys, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans.
Well, good morning. We were talking at the break, we're going to go into, the discussion of body cams. But I was on the way to work today, by the way, and, of course, I got in here just a little bit before 7 and kind of slid in here. The camera that is off of
Tehama and Market
is alive and well. I did not get nabbed, I just want to say.
This time.
I did get nabbed a couple years back, but I just want to say, be mindful of the California roll. I know we're getting ready to go to work. We don't think about it, but make a full stop before you make a right. It's easy to kind of roll through, and somebody got nabbed, and that light was light and bright. I haven't seen one in a while go off.
I think it's time
to move
that one.
But I think they may just be like, poof, we need to get in and just turn it up on that one.
I think we need to move that one. the Bott family has paid for that light. It's paid for the light, and everybody that, in fact, we're paying probably for people's college degrees still on that light. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is with us right now, and we just talked about ideally what we need is a sobering tank and a mental health facility attached to it with 20 beds, so we can take these people in here and frankly drop them off with care professionals that can get them sober and start the process of getting them treated. The Good News Rescue Mission is offering that, and people say, I don't want to go anyplace that's religion based. And so, okay, you're not going to go there. Most of the time I think it's an excuse, but okay. Even though they can help, they've changed their program where they are working into it. But we don't have that place, and we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and more man hours taking care of drunks that keep picking them up on the street or 5150s who are a danger to themselves or others.
Yeah, I really think that, my only reference for this is where I came from when I was a patrolman in Stockton, and we had a sobering center and we had a mental health hospital. And the sobering center, really was, they had a couple directors there, but most of the volunteers that worked at the sobering center were recovered addicts. And I think it means a lot, or it can have a stronger impact on somebody that's living in that lifestyle or has that problem. To hear from somebody that's actually lived it rather than the police chief saying, you need to change your life because this is all bad, rather than somebody saying, hey, look, I've lived your life. And look at me now, and you're just going to keep going down a rabbit hole.
Just gets worse.
The other side of it, when I was a patrolman in Stockton, we had somebody that was in a mental health crisis. We had the mental health hospital to go to, and you 9 times out of 10, when you talk to them and say, hey, look, let me get you some help. Let me take you to the mental hospital. You can talk to the doctor. You can get your medication straight. You can get back on the right track. You're veering off into right field here a little bit. 9 times out of 10, I just became a taxi. Well, our guys don't have that option. So now they're either 5150 and they're going to a hospital, or typically if my officers are talking to them, somebody's called because they're acting erratic or they're doing something, illegal, damaging something or doing something. And the only option the officers have to say is, okay, look, you got to behave yourself or I got to take you to jail. And now you've created a confrontational environment between a police officer and somebody that's mentally ill because they think they're going to go to jail because there's no other option. We need that other option, and I think that will really help those that are in crisis, but also really help the officers and give them another tool to say, you know, let me get you some help.
Well, frankly, a lot of us are very disappointed by this Blueprint for Public Safety. It's still not out on the street. It's something that was promised by all everybody was running, even though it was one of those campaign promises. At least they started to have been tried, but it's still not here for us to take a look at.
Well, it should be done, you know, in the next few weeks. The steering committee's meeting in a couple of weeks, and we should see a final draft here shortly. You know, the community's just got to be prepared that you know, the police chief and the consultant aren't going to agree on everything.
Well,
he's going to state what his findings are, and I'll state what I disagree with and what I agree with. And, you know, again,
we'll go from there.
It'll have to be a community conversation after that.
Okay, body cams. I keep bringing this up for a number of reasons. One, it's being pushed really hard by Missy MacArthur and you know, a couple others on the city council. I also sit on the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board. There's 10 of us that represent different sections of the state. I represent the Northern Division. Just went to a meeting last week, and where the Commissioner Joe Farrell sat down with us. Every time, and it was my second meeting, and every time we sit here and we talk about body cams, the Highway Patrol has been given a year and money to put together a program that they're going to come back and brief the Senate on, the California Senate. On January 1st, they will turn in a program about body cameras and their ways of doing it. They, you know, and we discussed this. We've discussed it twice now. And what the Highway Patrol is running into is the same problems that I believe we're going to run into here, but even different than from what LA police have been doing this for a year. And it gets into the how you're going to store it, privacy. What do you do? How do you release anything, if you release anything? And it just goes on and on and on. And yet we seem to be, you know, it seems to be that you're being pushed to come up with a plan, which you've done. But it you know, we aren't using other plans to learn from specifically. I mean, here's the California Highway Patrol, and they've got all this money to do it. It seems like it would behoove us to wait until something else comes out.
Well, we looked at the California Highway Patrol's policy because they do still have the dash cams, and it will be something similar probably to that. We looked at about 10 different agencies from Rialto to Chula Vista to Salinas to a ton of different agencies. Lexapol, which is a company created by Bruce Prayett and Gordon Graham, which are two of the premier attorneys for police in the state of California, created a company called Lexapol. And Lexapol actually creates policies for police departments. There's about 350 that use Lexapol policies. We're one of the few, actually, that still creates its own policies. And we're probably going to make a transition to something like Lexapol in the near future. We looked at their policy when they put it out. But there's certain things that aren't outlined in policies in state law that makes the policies all different. And that's whether or not you're going to release information. LAPD says it's all evidence. They're not releasing anything.
That was a big thing, is they're not releasing one way or the other, whether it's favorable or unfavorable or anything. They're just not releasing it at all.
Right.
That's a big question. That's going to end up in court.
Oh, I think it's going to end up in court. Whether it's, you know, and I jokingly one day I was doing a speech and Maurice Johannesson was in the room, so I jokingly used Maurice. But, you know, let's say because Maurice is a former senator, he gets a traffic ticket. Just a simple traffic ticket. Officer's polite. Maurice is polite. He signs his ticket. He moves on. But because he's a former senator, now he a news agency wants a copy of the video. Does their right to access override his right to privacy? So what we're really going to kind of balance and what we're going to do with our policy and the decision I've had to make is we're going to base it based off of a police report, because there's very strict guidelines of what can and what can't be released in a public records on a police report. If something in the video would have been redacted from a police report by law and we can't remove it from the video, then I won't release the video. If everything on the video would have corresponded to something that would have been released on a police report, then we'll release that video. So, you know, Highway Patrol, a lot of agencies are storing this stuff for 13 months. But that's because you have 1 year to file a state lawsuit. But you have 2 years to file a Federal Civil Rights Act lawsuit in federal court. And that's where we're getting sued. So we're going to have to store the data, in my opinion, for 25 months. So that's a decision I've made. You know, there's departments that are under court decree that the officer turns the camera on at the beginning of his shift and leaves it on for the full 10 hours. We can't afford that data storage.
Nobody can.
So it's really going to be a matter for our guys of, if you're going to take enforcement action or you believe enforcement action is imminent, you shall turn on your camera. In all other instances, you may turn on your camera and leave some discretion to the officer.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
Good morning. Yes, and thank you very much for all that you do, Chief.
Thanks, sir.
My comments and questions tie into Carl's program yesterday in school security. As you know, the Governor Brown just signed with a stroke of a pen that all schools are now gun-free zones, which makes them safe and secure. And we know how that works. Chief, do you know of any schools that have a program in place that train the students? When I say train, like you do with your officers, football teams do, people practice for plays. You have to go through what you need to do, so when an emergency comes, those actions are second nature, that you don't have to think about it. And when I say within the programs, like what could have helped in Oregon, had the people, instead of standing up passively, if they would have attacked the perpetrator, maybe the outcome would have been different. So, Chief, do you know of any schools that have a plan other than a piece of paper, like a restraining order, that is merely posted and that assuages everybody, but the students have no clue what they're supposed to do if there is a perp on campus?
All the schools have an active
Thanks,
shooter.
Gary.
All the schools have an active shooter policy, and actually we're working with one of my lieutenants is working with them right now to update all of those. And we always try to re-go through them again and update and review them every time there's an incident, because the incidents always change. You know, Columbine was different than Virginia Tech, which was different than Oregon, and which was different than the real first school shooting, which happened in Stockton by a guy named Purdy, you know, long before Columbine took place. So each time they kind of evolve and move to different scenarios. So we try to update the active shooter, and it's different for a college than it would be, say, an elementary school. So we try to adapt the policies, and we try to work with them during the summer months, and it actually creates some stir in the communities. When schools are out, our SWAT teams go train at the schools.
And there was complaints about that because nobody had been told about it.
Well, so we had big old signs out front that said police training in progress, and people were still putting on Facebook that the SWAT team was going all over Shasta High School. So we'll try to do a little better job of putting that in the paper so that people can and giving it to news agencies so they can announce it before we get there.
But you do an active shooter training. And
yes, we've done it at different elementary schools, at the high schools. We constantly training our guys, but working with the school administration too, because when we do those scenarios, we actually have people from the school on the school to work with our SWAT team.
The new protocols, we need to take a break. I'm going to come back about the new protocols that have been pushed, and the fact that FEMA's got tapes out and all this, but we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. It's 13 minutes before 9 o'clock here on the 14th of October.
Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand-new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offered requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends October 18th, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia during the giant tent sale at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
RedingKia.com.
Shasta Lake Floors, 8 times honored as best in the North State and the area's only Karastan Premier wholesaler, is offering huge savings right now on all Karastan products. Recently, Shasta Lake Floors was the recipient of the Karastan Design Display Gallery, the only carpet dealer in the area to be awarded such an opportunity. And now through October 26th, Shasta Lake Floors is offering tremendous savings on all Karastan and Mohawk flooring products, with no interest financing until 2018 available. Since 1928, Karastan has been recognized as America's premier carpet manufacturer, producing carpets with the newest technology, high-performance fibers with an elegance and style not seen in any other carpet. And if you don't see the color you want, you can have your new Karastan carpet dyed in any custom color you desire. You deserve the best, and now you can afford it at Shasta Lake Floors. Let the area's most experienced flooring wholesalers help you beautify your home with the most gorgeous and durable carpet made, Karastan, at the lowest possible prices. Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock here on Wednesday, the 14th of October.
Hey, I want to tell you about an event that's happening tomorrow night. Well, not only is the, Think Pink, tomorrow's National Breast Cancer Awareness Day, October 15th, and of course we're going to be in front of KIXE, but tomorrow night at West Side Wines, I just want to remind you that Molly Kidd and I, we are going to be doing a live remote, my on-the-spot, with Linda Bott. Molly Kidd will be on tomorrow night live from West Side Wines. Carl's going to be our engineer. We'll be calling in to Jared, who's going to be at the helm. But we're going to be pouring from 5 to 7. And if you've not been to West Side Wines, it's a really cool, it's a cool hang. Locally owned and operated. The gal who owns it, Allison, she is really just doing a bang-up job. Anyway, we'll be there pouring from 5 to 7. It will be open till 10 p.m. 20% of all the proceeds tomorrow night are going to go towards local breast cancer awareness agencies, and that's really cool. So anyway, come join us tomorrow night. It'll be great to see you and a great time to visit, and we're going to be pouring. So, yeah, great time if you're looking for special bottles of wine, too, that you want to give as gifts, knowing that your money that you're spending is going towards breast cancer awareness and research.
Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, and some questions in here about bullets found in front of people's houses from the gun range, who they should report it to.
Shasta County Peace Officer Association, or you live in my jurisdiction, so you can call us and we'll come collect it, and then we'll figure out where it came from.
Okay. Going back into body cams, active shooters, and Gary was talking about it, mm-hmm. and it's, I think it's just a really a good question, because these are happening, and they're happening, it seems like, more and more. The protocols are run, hide, and fight. Now, and and the training is in this. That works for older students. Younger students, it's run.
Can't swarm them with a bunch of kindergartners.
No,
but really, it is. You know, the old methodology, even for the officers, has changed significantly over the years. I mean, before Columbine, if you had a shooting on a campus, you know, it was surround the campus, create a perimeter, contain the problem, start to evacuate the children. You know, wait till you have enough officers there to get a big team to go after, you know, this guy. And it's really changed. You know, you get two officers there.
Two officers to go after him.
You go find threat.
Straight to the guns.
You go straight to the gunfire. You find the threat. You eliminate the threat. So, you know, what Gary was talking about, and honestly, you know, I've got, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past, a little bit of mixed feelings, you know. CCW carriers can confuse that situation when you're showing up as an officer and you're moving to threat and you're trying to find that person with the gun to eliminate that threat. And now you've got other people with guns that you don't know that are trying to go eliminate that threat too. So there's some confusion that can be created with that. But at the same time, a CCW carrier can end that before we even have the drive time to get there and save lives. So
16
you know,
minutes it, versus
it,
five.
It is a, you know, like I said, I got mixed feelings.
It's a dichotomy.
You know,
it's
a catch 22.
But we also need to take a look at, since and we used the statistics here from the other day, that most of these shootings are over in 5 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have gone up to 12 minutes. But
Virginia Tech went on for quite a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that we've got a 16-minute response time.
Well, you also go back to what we talked about, I think, last year on this show, is that if you look at every one of these shootings, there's almost every one of them has warning signs ahead of time.
Yes.
You know, you got a guy in Virginia Tech who was going to a gun range, laying head targets on the ground, and practicing walking through the center of them, shooting them with both hands. That's an odd action. And you think somebody from a gun range would go,
You know what? I never knew that.
But nobody wants to offend anybody and say, hey, this guy's not quite right.
Well, let's look at the major in the Army. That was doing this terrorist in the Army, Major Abdul, or whatever his name is, Hassan, that he had every indication in the world, and he got good fitness reports, he got promoted, even though there's all the indications in the world. Is it time to get over this damn political correctness and start reporting?
Well, you know what? I'd rather maybe hurt somebody's feelings and let the police go talk to him than, you know, worry so much about hurting somebody's feelings that they go off the deep end. It also goes back to the discussion we just had about mental health and mental health intervention. You know, there's a whole litany of things that come into these that we just need to be able to take better action on before they take place. You know, you got a kid that's mentally ill and has problems, yet mom buys him an AR-15 and takes him to a gun range and teaches him to shoot. That was another school shooting. So, you know, we really need to think about what we're doing and be willing to say, hey, this doesn't look right, and let the police know so we can look into it.
And we need to report those things. And the other thing we need to do is keep our guns under lock and key.
Absolutely.
Every you know, we have firearms, but everyone's in a safe that if you want to get in that safe, it's going to take you a long time, and there's going to be alarms going off, and elk killer's going to be at your throat.
Well, at least at your ankle.
That dog, you laugh. You laugh.
Like the rabbit.
You know what? If you remember the meaning of, you know, Monty Python's rabbit, you know, it goes right for your throat. But the fact is that's part of it too. But the mental health aspect is something I think we all can get our arms around to keep people from having that like this. But unfortunately, it happens, and they go back and they say, "Gee, he seemed like a nice guy."
On almost everyone, when they go back and do the investigation,
then they
there
find
were warning them. Signs ahead of time on social media, in their actions they were taking, family being concerned but don't want to say anything because they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. If human beings have pretty good instincts, and if something doesn't feel right, give us a call and let us look
at it. Yeah, let you look at it. Now, the sign I liked here is on the school. It says, half our teachers are carrying concealed weapons. Guess which one? Okay, let's go to the phone. Shannon, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question to Chief Filet, I just heard him say that you report ricocheted or stray bullets from the gun range to the Shasta County Peace Officers Association. But that's not a legal or official law enforcement agency. They don't offer a case number or investigation or remedy the problem. That's a club, a nonprofit club that law enforcement are members of. So why would you call them?
No, what I said was I would report it to the Shasta County Peace Officers Association because they own the range, but it's my jurisdiction, so call the police department and we'll come get it.
Oh, okay. So like if I were to shoot, then they would be expected to call me, or would I would be totally arrested. I know the answer to that question. The reason I say is the agency has taken three of my bullets, and I've never got heard back or got to the end of it. They say they're going to match up with the gun, and they don't. So, no, I would call you or
which is what I just said.
The police. Yeah, sending people out there, I mean, is a lost cause.
Okay, Shannon.
Right? Right. I just found another bullet that I need to. You said to call you.
Call us and we'll come get it and we'll look at who was using the range at the time and we'll look at try to figure out where it came from.
That's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I know you only have a second. When you find a bullet in the street, a clean street, you know, you weren't standing there when it fell, so you don't have the time or date that it fell. I mean, you have the time frame when you found it.
Yeah, but there's ways for us to see what round that is, who was using the range at the time, and if there was a misuse of the range, we can determine that, and the Peace Officer Association can hold them accountable or terminate their membership. So we work closely with them, so if you give us a call, we'll come get the bullet and we'll look at it.
Oh, that's awesome, because I took two of my bullets already, one to Ron Clemens and one to Dan Kirshner. They have my bullet, so can we follow up on that?
Hey, Shannon, we have to run because we're getting ready to leave. So,
okay, thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have to run here. Chief Rob Pelletti, we talked body cams, active shooters, and the problems we're having here, our main problems, of course, is drugs.
Yes.
Which leads to all these other problems.
So, I think if you look at a root causal analysis, you're going to find methamphetamine and heroin at that root cause.
Okay. Hey. All right. Tomorrow.
We always appreciate you being on, Chief, and we know that we just you're fielding calls and questions, and really thank you so much for taking your time to be here with
Anytime.
Us.
You all be careful out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Down. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has started deploying hundreds of troops trying to stem the rising tide of deadly Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks. The unrest is widespread, including in Bethlehem, where we find the BBC's Yolande Nell.
Here in Bethlehem, there have recently been clashes every single day, and it's taken on a familiar pattern. The Palestinian protesters come down the street, they've been throwing stones, and the Israeli soldiers go out firing tear gas and rubber bullets. Many of these young Palestinians don't respect their leaders. They're a generation that's grown up with the failure of peace talks to deliver an independent Palestinian state. And there are feelings of anger and humiliation.
Israeli police foiled a stabbing attack today in Jerusalem, killing the assailant as he tried to go after security forces. More self-inflicted pain for Volkswagen, the automaker telling federal regulators of additional suspect software in its 20.